The Eightfold Path, right understanding and thought, wise speech, wise action, wise livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, are the steps of practice that lead us from suffering to liberation or nirvana. These are the practical practices offered by the Buddha and laid out to rediscover or fulfill our true nature, to live with a wise heart. The Eightfold Path begins with right understanding or wise understanding that sees the Four Noble Truths, sees that there is confusion and suffering in the world, and that all things change. As it says in the Diamond Sutra, thus shall ye think of this fleeting world, a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, an echo, a rainbow, and a dream. Right understanding asks us to dedicate our lives to the possibility of awakening. Then wise attitude is an open-minded attitude, a beginner's mind, to see and discover freedom for ourselves. The Buddha's enlightenment solved his problem. His teachings offer us a way to solve the problem of our own human suffering, to discover our own Buddha nature. Wise attitude is to be where we are and see the possibility of not following habit, but to take the courage to open to our experience with mindfulness and compassion and discover that everything is workable. The next steps of the Buddha's Eightfold Path are wise speech, wise action, and wise livelihood. The next three steps of the Eightfold Path speak of the necessity of living our life in harmony with humans and animals and the whole of the earth. Right speech, the first of these three active steps of the path, tells us to speak that which is true and that which is useful, to let our ways be kind. The Buddha says, when one is about to admonish another, one must realize within oneself, in due season will I speak, not out of season. In truth will I speak, not in falsehood. Gently will I speak, not harshly. To their benefit will I speak, not to their loss. With kindly intent will I speak, out of compassion. Right action. The next step is the way of living compassionately with all other beings. To refrain from killing and have a reverence for life. It is easy for us to see reasons to do away with other creatures, even small ones. But right action reminds us that it's possible to catch the spider and put it outside the house rather than to squash it, to drive with care, to take care and reverence for all living beings. To not steal is the same. To not take that which doesn't belong to us, says the Buddha, will give us a peaceful and pure heart. But even more than not stealing, the Buddha recommends the development of the generous heart. Right action also includes not causing harm through the misuse of sexuality or intoxicants. How many of us as human beings have made idiots of ourselves in our sexual relations? Sexuality can cause harm, suffering, abuse to others, or it can be associated with intimacy, tenderness, love, communion. The teachings of right action are to take care with our sexual conduct to not cause harm to ourselves or a second or third person. In the same way, right action teaches from the Buddha to avoid causing harm through the misuse of intoxicants, alcohol, or drugs. The third step of right conduct is right livelihood. It's livelihood that does not bring harm to others through the sale of weapons or drugs, but more than that, it is to take our livelihood and make it a place of service, the sacred quality of our gift back to the world. The spirit of right livelihood is to take whatever livelihood it is necessary for us to pursue and do it with compassion and mindful attention so that it becomes the place of blessing for ourselves and others. The last three steps of the Eightfold Path are the practices of the inner life of meditation: right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Right effort or right energy means simply the effort to be present in this life. It's not the effort of grasping or ambition or wanting some special spiritual experience. Right effort is the willingness to be present in this moment for the joys and the sorrows that come to us, and to meet each one with wakefulness and compassion. Then comes right concentration. Concentration means the steadiness of the mind, quieting the mind, deepening it, bringing our whole mind and heart and body together so that we can live from the place of collectedness and depth. The steadying and quieting of the mind, the coming together in each moment in a full and whole way with our attention, is a requisite of the Eightfold Path. And finally, the last step of the Eightfold Path is wise mindfulness, or right mindfulness, the training of the mind in awareness. The Buddha calls mindfulness the most wondrous quality, mindfulness, the capacity to be present and alive and attentive without being entangled, without judging or condemning or reacting, the ability to bring our heart, our Buddha nature, to this moment's experience, whatever it is. As the great forest elder Ajahn Chah taught, the Eightfold Path is right here in each moment. With our own eyes and ears and nose and tongue and body and mind, we walk the path of practice. In each moment of our life, we can create suffering and reinforce the small sense of self, the body of fear, by our confusion and grasping. Each moment of our life, we can release our suffering, let go of the body of fear, enter nirvana when we are, as one Zen master put it, without anxiety about non-perfection, when we can love the world as it is and see it with the eyes of a Buddha.